Moving on, pressure is building on the Pakistani government to halt a spate of violent attacks against Shia Muslims. Protest sit-ins are being held in several cities, including Quetta, where a bomb blast left over 80 people dead a few days ago. People in Quetta are blocking a road in a show of support for the victims of Saturday's attack. The victims' families are refusing to bury the bodies. That's reminiscent of a similar protest back in January, when relatives of the victims of another bomb blast in the city refused to bury the bodies for several days.
Our request is here that we want army should come here and target operation should be started.
We appeal to the government that, for God's sake, meet our demands. Our demands are not such that cannot be easily met.
Well, the Hazara Democratic Party has given the government 2 days to bring those behind Saturday's blast to justice. Public transport drivers and traders in Karachi have also joined the protest by stopping work. The bomb attack in Quetta left over 80 people dead and hundreds more injured. Sultan Mehmood Ali is a political and security analyst with me now live from Islamabad. Let's get his thoughts on this. Ms. Ali, welcome to the program. Now, would you go as far as saying that the government in Pakistan, as the Hazara community is saying, is responsible for a rise in the Shia killings?
Well, I won't hold the government of Pakistan responsible for killing, but I would definitely call it a certain amount of callousness, because they have not been able to protect the lives of the Hazaras. What happened on January 10th this year was a terrible situation in which nearly 100 Hazaras were killed, and then they staged a demonstration refusing to bury their dead, and what they are doing now is an instant replay of the same. But as a result of that previous showdown, the demand of the Hazaras was that the inept provincial government should be dismissed, which it was, and a governor's rule has been imposed. But apparently, if such a massive attack has taken place, in which as reports indicate that the bomb was hidden in a major trailer, then I think it is not only a failure of the intelligence agencies, but also the failure of the governor who had promised to look after the Hazaras. Now, you see, if there is a will, there is a way. If you recall, just about a year or so back in Balochistan, there was a major targeting of the non-Balochi settlers in Balochistan, at which the government cracked down and they managed to stop that particular attack. So why can't they do that now for the Hazaras? Are the Hazaras dispensable? No, they are not. They are very much a part of Pakistan. So the only thing which must be done is that desperate times call for desperate measures, and the Hazaras are demanding that the Pakistan army be called in. And unless the Pakistan army is called in, although that's the last resort, but perhaps that will have to be taken to protect the loss of more innocent lives.
Right. And Ms. Hali, just quickly, we are a bit short of time. We did see the new Balochistan governor saying that the security forces or the government forces are scared of the militants, and that's why they're not taking action. Some were saying that this is just shifting the blame, that actually the government is knowingly not taking action.
Well, I'm afraid there is an element of truth in it. As I just told you, that there was an incident earlier in which the non-Balochis were being targeted. So if the government decides to take a very stern action, they can very well control this, because the militants, after all, at the end of the day, they are humans, they are not superhumans. So I'm sure that they can be controlled with better intelligence, with better vigilance, and more importantly, the resolve to get to them.
Thank you very much, Sultan Mehmood Ali, political and security analyst with us there from Islamabad.